Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, the cattle futures market ended up a little bit in the red, but not too bad here to start the week with August live cattle at 123 even, unchanged on the day. October's are at 40 lower at 127.47. Keep in mind that the first notice day is today, and so we'll start trading off the October as the front month as the August becomes in the delivery period. There has been some action in that August versus December cattle spreads. They've been around 10.50 on the August D's for a while. Today it got into 9.60 before closing about 9.82. So those of you trading that August D's live cattle spread, that's starting to move some. Feeder cattle are down 55 in August at 159.30. The September's down 12, 163.20. The October's down 7 here. Looks like 165.70. We had box beef today up again, up $2.03 on choice at $298.29. Select up $215.279.24. We're gearing up for Labor Day here. It looks like the meat sales starting to move some meat. Hadn't really been reflected in what we're showing in the live cattle and the cash trade. But hopefully with the rally, you know, the 30-something dollar rally now on the choice box beef, that'll lean over into the live cattle futures. Hogs today under pressure here. August unchanged, but October down the limit, down 3 at 84.60.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Today's grain futures market was lower in general here. The corn anywhere from 2 to 4 lower, with December 2 3/4 lower at 553 3/4. We've been in a sideways trading pattern all the way since the middle of July for the December corns. It's kind of strange how we've been so quiet. On Thursday, we have a USDA report, which is going to update the crop production estimates. That could be somewhat impactful in the market, sort of cooling up here before it goes one way or the other, breaking out either to the up or downside. The beans today down 7 to 2, really. The November's down 7 here at 13.29 3/4. The Kansas City wheat ends up down 4 cents or so with December at 7.13 1/2. Chicago wheat down 7 to 8. Minneapolis down 7 to 8. So again, generally just weaker here. We had export sales this morning, which for corn, they were low. Beans on the low end, wheat actually on the high end. We've had some wheat sales here recently. And wheat's kind of been the most active of all the grains. And we did have an announcement of 104,000 metric tons of soybeans sold this morning to an unknown destination. Crop progress after the close, it looks like things are unchanged here. Corn 62% good to excellent. Beans about 60%. Spring wheat expected to be 10% good to excellent. Winter wheat 96% harvested.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.